you guys. This is Sean today. Welcome to the show. It's a Wednesday. It's March 12th, 2014, and I'm looking at my watch here. It says that it's 10:44 in the morning, so I think I'm a little bit slow on my watch because my computer says it's 10:46. You know, that's what automatic watches will do to you. They'll let you start your show. You think you're starting a minute earlier. You're actually starting a minute later. How rude. So anyways, so iOS 7.1 came out a couple days ago. It's nice first big update to iOS 7 since it shipped. Basically, you know, the big 0.1 update, and a lot of cool little changes. I think the most notable change, you know, some of the visual stuff in there. You've got when you go to the lock screen, and then the new slide to unlock graphic has that kind of like the weird, there's like a candlelight behind it, and you know, there's the interesting kind of outline for the slide to unlock text on the home screen. The dock now uses a little bit darker icon stuff, a little darker text, and you know, the animations are a little bit quicker when you're opening up an app and kind of moving around and things like that. What I like the most about it is the new accept call, decline, those the buttons when you're, you know, a new incoming call is showing up on your phone and that's, someone's calling you. I never really liked the design for the original iOS 7 design for that. I always felt like trying to slide on that green bar. I don't know, for some reason, like it was like I couldn't get it to work. Like it was being unresponsive when I would try to slide on it. It felt like I was always about to hit the, decline and send a text message or the remind me later buttons instead, when all I wanted to do was answer the darn phone. And so I think that the new design with the little circle that you grab, I think it's a little bit more obvious, a little easier to hit, to turn off, to answer the phone and things like that. And then similarly, you know, when you're going to power down the phone, you hold the lock button there for a second. It's, you know, very different design. You kind of have that, you know, slide to power off, like it's the little circle that you grab, and then there's the cancel circle that's there at the bottom. So a lot of these little visual changes, personally, I'm a fan. The only thing that I do not like is, of course, everyone's, you know, favorite thing to not like is the shift key, the caps lock key. And it's hard to tell like when it's enabled or when it's disabled. And basically, so when it's enabled, you know, you're on the light keyboard here. I'm looking at it right now. It's all the letters are white, or you know, the keys are white and the letters are black. And then on the caps lock key / the shift key, it's white with, you know, the arrow pointing up is black. And so it kind of just blends right in with all the rest of the keys. And that means that it's enabled. And then if it's disabled, it looks like all of the other non-letter keys. It looks like the 1, 2, 3 key. It looks like the backspace key. And that the button itself is kind of grayed out. And then the arrow is a white color. And that means that it's disabled. Now, when it's on the dark screen, if you ever are able to get the dark keyboard, that looks a little bit better here. Let's see if I can do this. I'm going to go into Tweetbot here and enable. Wait, sorry, hold on. I should have planned this ahead. So I'm going to use the night theme here in Tweetbot 3. And okay, so now on the dark keyboard, when the shift key / the caps lock key is enabled, you know, all the buttons are like a dark gray within a white lettering on them. And then the shift key, when it's enabled, it's like a very bright gray with a dark arrow. And that means, you know, yes, the shift key is turned on. And then when the shift key is disabled, it is the dark black with like the white arrow. So it's just a little bit more obvious, you know, when it's enabled, it's much more obvious that it's enabled. And then when it's disabled, it kind of just blends in with the other buttons. The same way that when it's disabled on the white keyboard, it blends in with the other buttons. That means it's disabled. But when it's enabled, it looks, I don't, it's just different. I don't know. I can't figure it out. So, but whatever, I'll learn. I'll get used to it, right? So, other than, you know, my massive complaint about the shift key, caps lock keys, there are much worse things to complain about. All in all, I'm a huge fan of the update. You know, it seems snappier, right? That's what we always say whenever there's a software update. Oh my goodness, everything seems snappier. Well, it's true. It does feel snappier. So, you know, maybe it's a placebo effect when you update. Maybe it really is quicker, faster, but I've noticed less crashes. I haven't had a, you know, black screen of death crash on my iPhone since I updated, though I was having, you know, crashes like once or twice, sometimes three times a day on the pre-iOS 7.1 update. So really happy with that. I like a lot of the more contrasty little visual cues here and there, like when you slide up the control center from, you know, slide up from the bottom, and then you've got the icons there for the flashlight and the clock and the calculator and the camera. Everything here just seems a little bit more just defined, a little bit clearer to read, and things like that. You know, all in all, you know, big fan of the update. Good job, good work to all my designer friends at Apple that are listening to the show, which is probably zero of you, but that's okay. So anyways, so what are your thoughts? So like iOS 7, you know, shoot me an email, hit me up on Twitter as is usual, you know the drill. So anyways, I will talk to you guys on tomorrow's show. Have a great one, all right? God bless.